For the first stage of the government probe into what caused the water contamination in Havelock North, it's complete. The finger of blame pointed at Hawke's Bay Regional Council and the Hastings District Council. More than 5,000 people fell ill after drinking water from the town's contaminated supply last August, and local businesses lost tens of thousands of dollars. While the human cost was high, so was the economic impact on the region. Chris Morris is the owner of Havelock North's popular Pippi Cafe. Hello to you, Chris.
Good morning, Rachel. Hello.
How did it affect your business, Chris? And is it possible to, you know, put a number on that?
Oh, it's a bit hard, really. It was very quiet, you know. We were like 50% down for a number of weeks while everybody was sick and staying at home.
You were one of several business owners, I think, who considered legal action at the time to recoup some of those losses. Where are you at the moment in terms of positioned on that legal action?
Oh, sure. Well, we looked at everything. It was really good for the village, actually. We got together as a group in that respect. We're all talking with the restaurants down the road that we don't talk to a lot, you know. So it was great to get together, and there was something that we looked at. And I have to say, the council got their business response together pretty quickly. They were actually very good with that. Once they were busy dealing with making sure the water supply was healthy, they kind of had a kind of quick response team that got around and saw the businesses, and I kind of have to actually in the end compliment them on that.
There were failings on the part of both the Hawke's Bay Regional Council and the Hastings Council in terms of what this probe found, if you like, but they didn't directly cause the outbreak. And is that a resolution you think that the community can live with?
Isn't that interesting to have this long-winded investigation and, you know, 238-page report, and they say, you know, there were a number of different failings, none of which individually caused the outbreak, you know. So it's, so you wonder about the relevance of a report and what kind of teeth it has to get stuck in, really.
It's collectively, though, wasn't it? There were a number of failings that led to it, no sort of one direct failing.
That's right. In a way, as locals here who've been really wrapped up in it, it feels like nothing we didn't already know. Like, you know, the council didn't have a response ready, but I think, you know, they got the act together pretty quickly. And is it stage two that's coming next, and they're going to recommend as to what should be done in future?
Yeah, that's the thing. Where do you go with this report from here? Well, people are still in hospital, Chris, because of the complications of the contamination. How is the community dealing with, you know, what is an ongoing situation and a terrible health situation for some?
I know. Our boy was sick for, he was been on and off sick for months, actually. And the doctors, it's the first thing they say, you know, when you're in there, oh, about complications with Campylobacter. But ongoing, I think what the community really is talking about around here is, you know, the quality of the fresh water in New Zealand in general, you know. So I think that's just like the hottest topic around here right now. Like I say, in terms of the Hawke's Bay, I mean, the summer went well, we recovered, people have really moved on, the business association here really got their act together. We've got the marathon this weekend. Are you coming down?
I ran it last year, but no,
yeah,
not this year, sadly, Chris. But it's a very good event, and I wish you all very well with that. And I hope that brings in some business to you. Chris Morris, Pippi Cafe owner in Havelock North.